Today is Tuesday, March 5th. As I enter in prayer now, I slow my body and quiet my mind, setting my whole being in the presence of the living God who is ever present to me, aiming all of my desire at the Father who loves to give good gifts to his children, who sets a table for me in the presence of my enemies, and who prepares a place for me, even now.
May he send you help from the sanctuary and grant you support from Zion.
Abba Father, in this Lenten season of prayer and fasting, I remember Jesus in the wilderness now, fasting for 40 days of testing and temptation. Jesus resisted lesser appetites out of desire, not duty. Desire for me, to call me his own and to bring me home. Holy Spirit, would you awaken my desire now, the greater hunger for which I am resisting lesser loves. Would my day begin and my prayer flow from the deep longing that I am holding before you this Lenten season.
Today's reading is from Psalm 20. May the Lord answer you when you are in distress. May the name of the God of Jacob protect you. May he send you help from the sanctuary and grant you support from Zion. May he remember all your sacrifices and accept your burnt offerings. May he give you the desire of your heart and make all your plans succeed. May we shout for joy over your victory and lift up our banners in the name of our God. May the Lord grant all your requests. Now this I know, the Lord gives victory to his anointed. He answers him from his heavenly sanctuary with the victorious power of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. They are brought to their knees and fall, but we rise up and stand firm. Lord, give victory to the King. Answer us when we call.
I am a person in desperate need of rescue and help. My shoulders are not as broad as I once thought they were. I am reminded of Colossians 1 and the fact that I am a saint in light and a beautiful history of other saints. I have been transferred from the dominion of darkness into the kingdom of the beloved Son, and in him I have redemption and forgiveness. Lord, during this 40-day Lenten journey, I pray that you remind me of the ways you have already rescued me, already redeemed me, and already forgiven me. And Lord, I know my weakness is still prevalent. So I ask that you would help me in the coming days. Continue redeeming me. And would you keep reminding me of your forgiveness as I inevitably fail again? As I return to this ancient prayer, I ask that my voice would join with the saints of old who have worn the narrow path I walk on today, and that I would, like them, entrust my whole life into your faithful hands today, Lord.
May he send you help from the sanctuary and grant you support from Zion.
The author Brené Brown wrote, "Until we can receive with an open heart, we are never really giving with an open heart. The Lord has given and is giving us help. The Holy Spirit is evidence of that. I must now freely and without guilt receive that help. Then I can become like him and image Jesus as I go out and help others." Holy Spirit, my helper, I open myself up to receive your help and guidance. Be with me today as I continue this Lenten journey in my weakness and in your strength. Now, as I enter this new day, I raise my voice with the praise of Psalm 113. From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. Father, help me to live this day deeply and fully, in touch with my deep desire from waking till sleeping, perceiving your presence in the day's plans and interruptions. And regardless of what this day holds, may your praise be on my lips at this sun's setting, as it is now with the sun's rising. Amen.